Amen. Well, it's a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord and to honor Him who's been so good to you and watching over and caring for you and providing for you, keeping you from harm's way. And I'm glad He's the one still in charge and in control of all things. I'd like to welcome you to our Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. And this is Pastor Kevin J. Norton, and we'd like to invite you to any of our services beginning on Sunday. And we are having in-person services on Sunday beginning at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school. We'll just have a general auditorium Sunday school, and then 10:45 our worship service, and then on Sunday evening at 5 o'clock we'd like to invite you to come be with us. Now on Wednesday night at this time, we're still just doing the YouTube, but you can tune in and listen and watch our program on Wednesday night. So I hope you enjoy this time that we have together on the radio, and may the Lord richly bless you this morning.
When I look around and see the good things He does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. But His blessings He freely gives. I owe my life to Him. I've got so much to thank Him for. And I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. Well, you see, He's been so good to me.
We do have several on our prayer list this morning. We trust that you pray for today. Continue member Cecil Parrish and also Jesse Robinson. Pray for Miss Glenda Henderson this morning and also Edna Owens. Pray this morning for Maxine Jones in rehab. So we want to pray for her, Mary Young, and Hoyt Williams. Remember also Lynn Maddox this morning in your prayers, Jamie Guffey and Bobby Parrish, and also Bella Parrish this morning. The Lord undertake for this young lady. Remember also Harold and Helen Oldham, Bob and Linda Schaefer. Remember Zula Ellis this morning, Miss Bessie Hawkins, and pray for them that God would bless mightily in their lives today. Hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain?
You asked the Lord for healing. Healing never came. But in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky. You pray, Lord, you know what's best. I don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving if you only knew.
If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew.
To be absent from the body is present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus. I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down heaven's avenue. Having a big celebration, if you only knew.
If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew. If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew.
Amen. Let me read just one verse of scripture this morning, found in 1 Samuel chapter number 20 and verses number 18. This is Jonathan talking to David, and the Bible said, Jonathan said to David, tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed because thy seat will be empty. Our Heavenly Father, now God, this morning as we call upon your name, how we thank you for the blessing of life, the very breath that we draw this morning, God. Thank you for your word this morning, God, that we're able to look into, Lord, and find our direction and strength and encouragement, God, in this day and hour. Father, I do pray this morning, God, that you'd bless your people wherever they're gathered together this morning. You'd be in the midst this morning, God, that the name of Christ would be exalted this morning, God. May the choir sing together, Lord, and I exalt your wonderful wonderful name this morning, God. I pray for your men as they stand and I boldly proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. May it go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning, God. May our ears and hearts be open this morning and receptive. Lord, may it change the course of someone's life this morning and encourage us in this day. But most of all, I pray this morning, God, that some precious soul would come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, be born again in the family of God. Comfort the souls of those where the death angel is visited. God, encourage those that are in the midst of the battle this morning, God, that are struggling to keep their head above. I pray this morning that you'd undergird them with power and strength. God, remind them that all things are under your control and in your hands, and there's nothing too hard for you this morning. I pray you bless this morning, God, in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, we ask it this morning. Amen. Amen this morning. Now then, the Bible said this morning that Jonathan said to David that your seat will be empty and thou shalt be missed. And I want to preach on that thought this morning concerning mourning the missing. Mourning the missing this morning. Amen. And yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, I'm talking about faithfulness unto the house of God this morning. There's nothing sadder in the walks of this life than emptiness. Amen. Especially something that had been filled is now void and empty. Now, God never made anything empty. Amen. Genesis 1 and 1 and 2. Between those two verses, I don't know how many eons of years may have transpired, but I do know that when he made man down in verse 28, he said replenish. That word, when you got re in front of it, means to do it again. Whether it's a rebirth or regeneration or renew or replenish. Amen. That means at one time, brother, it was full and flourishing. Dear friend, God is a God of fullness. Amen. The Bible said in Luke 14:23, that my house might be full. Ephesians 5 and 18, the Bible said, be ye filled with the Spirit of God. Psalm 72 and 19, that the earth may be full of the knowledge of God. John 15:11, Jesus said that your joy might be full. 2 John and verse number 8, the Bible said that we might receive a full reward this morning. Amen. The psalmist David said, my cup runs over. Jesus told the woman at the well, thank God this morning when you drink this water, you'll never thirst again. Amen. In John 10 and 10, Jesus said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly this morning. Stephen in Acts chapter 6, the Bible said, was full of faith. Dorcas in Acts chapter 9, verse 36, the Bible said, was full of good works. And then John 1 said, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. And so we serve a God of fullness. Amen. Dear friend, but I want to focus this morning upon the empty seat. Amen. Dear friend, it's a sad thing nowadays in our church, and nothing breaks the heart of a pastor anymore than to look out over the congregation and see the empty pews and the seats that were once filled. Amen. It breaks the heart this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, it is a sore upon our church today. Dear friend, now I know there's many reasons why there are empty pews in our church. Dear friend, I know that death comes and leaves many vacancies in its wake. Amen. I've looked over the congregation, dear friend, and seen the faces of those who once sat among us. Dear friend, they've moved to higher ground. Amen. Amen. They had no control over it. And one day, thank God, I'll join them. Amen. I've got something to look forward to this morning. Amen. Dear friend, but I also know divorce. Amen. Leaves empty seats in our churches. It's raised havoc in the home. Left emptiness in the hearts of spouses and children. Amen. Couples have split, gone their separate ways. And the church usually loses both of them. Amen. Dear friend, some by desertion. Brother, they some that have vacated their seat. Relinquished their position. Dear friend, fallen by the wayside, strayed from the fold. And made shipwreck, turned from the faith, overtaken in a fall. Fallen in a snare, taken captive by the devil. Ever how you want to classify it. Ever how that you want to explain it. Dear friend, there have been many that have walked out the door. Amen. And said in their heart, I'm not going back. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, it's not just a problem of going to the church down the road. Brother, if that were all that there was, and I know that some have and some do. Amen. But brother, we're all in this together. Dear friend, but I've got a problem with those that have left the church and are not going anywhere. Amen. Just staying at home or found somewhere else to go and something to do on God's wonderful day this morning. Dear friend, and then there's some by default. Dear friend, some have just chose, brother, to lay out of church. Amen. Dereliction of duty. Amen. They'd be here if they wanted to. Amen. Dear friend, many of our empty seats would be filled in the house of God if church was a priority in their life. Amen. I've heard pastors talk about busting at the seams, expanding and adding on. And brother, I'm scratching my head. Amen. I've got a migration circumstance. Amen. I'm just trying to hold on to what we've got. Dear friend, it seems nowadays we're economizing, downsizing, shrinking, and there's enough blame to go around. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, there's a many today, dear friend, that have left an empty seat in the house of God. Amen. I know that some say, well, the preacher's on his soapbox again. Amen. But I'll tell you, brother, it ain't just me. I know there's a lot of pastors feel the same way. Amen. This morning, dear friend, and I'm just telling you, dear friend, the day it breaks the heart, dear friend, to look out and see the empty seats, dear friend, that once were filled with those that love God in the house of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, so I want to mention a few things about mourning the missing this morning. Amen. Where are they this morning? As Jesus asked, where are the nine? Amen. Dear friend, sometimes I wonder where they're at myself. I know what some of them say. Well, they won't miss me. Amen. If I'm not there, church will go on without me just like it always has. Amen. Yeah, that's the truth, brother. I'm glad this morning, friend of mine, that the church service and the worship of God doesn't hinge on whether I'm there, you're there this morning. It hinges on whether or not he's there. Brother, but you're wrong this morning if you think we don't miss you when you're not there. Amen. Look in this verse this morning. There are three things that are said, dear friend, about mourning the missing. First of all, there is an appointment. Jonathan said, tomorrow is the new moon. Amen. There was an appointed time, amen, that they were to come together and meet this morning. Dear friend, and I want to say, brother, we also have an appointment. We also have a scheduled meeting. There is a time when the seeds, amen, are to be filled in the house of God. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, when you miss your appointment, you are missed this morning. Now, some have missed their appointment because of rebellion. Amen. Dear friend, God this morning invites whosoever to come to his house. Amen. To come freely. And brother, you're welcome to come to God's house. But when you get saved this morning, when you've been born again, amen. When God this morning writes your name in the book of life, amen. I wash you in the blood of his own son. He takes away that invitation and gives you a commandment. Amen. Hebrews 10 and 25. Forsake not the assembling yourselves together. Amen. And then later on in that verse, that chapter 31 said it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Amen. Jesus said, if you love me, then keep my commandment. Amen. And brother, he's not just talking about the Ten Commandments. Dear friend, he's talking about those commandments he gave us in the New Testament. To love one another. Amen. To follow him. To take up our cross. And brother, not to forsake the house of God this morning. In Luke 4 and 16, the Bible said it was his custom. Jesus entered into the synagogue. Amen. Brother, we have a custom here. Amen. And to meet on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And then we also have a midweek prayer service. And brother, you are expected to be at the house of God when the doors are open. And when you're not this morning, you're missed. Brother, you have a responsibility to that appointment. You're part of the body. You have a function this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, the day that you ought to be in the house of God. Proverbs 25 and 19 said, confidence in an unfaithful man is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Amen. It hurts. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you something else. A foot out of joint and a broken tooth is also useless this morning. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, you can't count on them. Dear friend, if you're not faithful in the little matters, dear friend, and the easiest thing that you'll ever do in serving God is come into the house of God. And brother, if you can't be faithful in that, amen, that ought to be the first issue that you settle in your life after salvation. Brother, we're going to the house of God. Amen. It's not going to be a question. It's not going to be a debate. Amen. Brother, we're going. If they're having church, and I'm able, I'm going to the house of God. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews 13 and 17, you will give an account. Amen. And I'm telling you this morning, brother, we're going to stand before God and give an account of every time, brother, we failed to come and assemble in his house. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, I owe the Lord everything. Romans 12 and 1 said, dear friend, that you ought to present your body a living sacrifice. Present your body. Amen. Dear friend, I've heard folks say, well, I'll be there in spirit. Amen. God didn't say be there in spirit. He said present your body a living sacrifice. Amen. Dear friend, listen, we ought to have a rejoicing. Dear friend, to have that appointment this morning. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. I love the habitation of thy house. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, through his courts with praise. Amen. Dear friend, we took sweet counsel. Amen. As we went to the house of God. Amen. It ought to be the delight of your life. To escape the rudiments of this world. Amen. To enter into the house of God. Dear friend, I'm telling you, he sanctified a day, set it apart. Dear friend, called it the Lord's Day this morning. Upon the first day of the week, the Lord Jesus Christ met with his disciples. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you, dear friend, you ought to rejoice to go to the house house of God. Amen. There's a lot of folks in this world, brother, they've changed the doors. They've barred people from going. Dear friend, but I'm glad that there's a church where I can go and worship the Lord and present myself unto Him. Amen. Will God find you at the appointed time? Amen. If not, brother, we're going to miss you. Dear friend, but not only the appointment, I find the affection. Jonathan said, dear friend, not only is there an appointment, he said, the new moon is coming tomorrow, but thou shalt be missed. Amen. We don't miss you because of your money, though many think that. Dear friend, we don't miss you because you're a number on the board. Amen. Ho. Dear friend, we miss you because we love you. Amen. Dear friend, I know we've had passerbyers and once in a while, wilders and dewdrop-inners and holiday Christians. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, when I look out at the empty seats, dear friend, when I see, dear friend, those faces, dear friend, that I love this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, when you think about a funeral leaving an empty seat, when your loved one dies, dear friend, the family faces that empty seat, and nothing can be said, and nothing can be done about it. Brother, but you can do something about the empty seat in the house of God. Amen. Brother, I don't believe in assigned seats. I don't believe that there's a pew that belongs to you this morning, dear friend, but I have thought about putting your name, brother, on a pew somewhere and making you responsible for filling that seat. Amen. And when it's empty, we're not going to blame, dear friend, the devil. When it's empty, we're not going to blame the hypocrites. When it's empty, brother, we're going to blame you this morning for not being in the house of God. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, and we're not dealing with death, dear friend, we're dealing with those, brother, that just, dear friend, have, dear friend, not given it much thought or much concern this morning, dear friend, you're to be in your seat at the appointed time. Amen. Dear friend, everybody's important in the house of God. Dear friend, there's concern. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, and you know it when you're not here. Dear friend, the very first thing that everybody asks is, where is so-and-so? Have you heard from so-and-so? Do you know why they're not here? Amen. Dear friend, and if nobody knows where you're at, yeah, brother, we're going to worry about you. Dear friend, we don't know if something happened. We don't know if something has befallen you. Dear friend, the church is concerned this morning. You say, well, I sit in the back and I don't matter. Yes, you do this morning, amen. Because everybody stares at the empty seat that's in the house of God and wonders what's happened and where are you this morning. Amen. Dear friend, and then there's the council. Dear friend, we want you to be faithful because there's benefits that you'll enjoy and blessings, dear friend, that you can only get by being faithful to the house of God. Brother, you get help when you go to the house of God. It's hard to watch someone that you care about struggle. Amen. Knowing, dear friend, that what they need to do, amen, is just come to the house of God and be faithful. Dear friend, God's not going to chase you down to bless you. Amen. Dear friend, He wants you to be faithful to the house of God. God's not a spare tire that you can just take out of the trunk when you're in trouble and put it on to get you down the road a little further and then stick him back in the trunk. He's not an apron to put on just to clean up the messes in your life this morning then put him back on the hook. Church attendance affects every area of your life. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you this morning, you're to be faithful to the house of God. Amen. Brother, it's not like going to the dentist. Amen. We dread it, but we know we have to do it. It's not like going to the IRS. Brother, we're not going to audit you and examine you. Amen. This is not like a colonoscopy. Amen. There ought to be some joy. I desire to go to the house of God this morning. Amen. Then lastly, there's the absence. Jonathan said, thy seat will be empty. Amen. Dear friend, it is amazing. Dear friend, the world will charge admission and pack out a stadium. Amen. They'll sell out a theater. But you can't beg people to come out of the house of God to hear the word of God. Amen. Dear friend, there's no exemption from it. Amen. I know these people get sick, and I understand that, brother. And there's times when you're hindered. Dear friend, I know there's some legitimate, bona fide, valid reasons why you can't come. But I think a lot of times it's just an excuse. And brother, it hurts when your seat is empty in the house of God. We're going to miss you. Amen. So be faithful out of the house of God, and let God bless you and use you. Is my prayer this morning. Amen.